roll shows 11 members present. Senators Dyson, Green, Hoffman, Kukesh, Kerrio, and Wagner are excused.
Thank you. Members, please stand for the invocation by Chaplain Commissioner Philip Sawyer, Territorial Commander of the Salvation Army West.
Let us pray. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege to serve our fellow man in this great state of Alaska through the rule of law. You have blessed our people through the years with good fortune in abundant measure. We thank you again today. We also pray for the members of the Senate who gather today with the desire to only make this state better. We all dream of a better society where every man and woman who serves the Senate will do their part to make it a reality. We know that in this room there is wisdom and strength to make all things possible. So, Lord, give us the will and the clarity that is needed to do our work. We pray that you will bless our people and give to them the joy of living and the success of hard work. May that be so. Thank you, Lord, for this day, and may we use it for your glory and the betterment of your people.
Senator Gary Stevens, please lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 59th legislative day.
Thank you, Senator Stevens.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journals be approved as certified by the Secretary.
Without objection, the journal be approved as certified. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, prayer be spread across the journal. Brings us to introduction of guests. Do we have guests for introduction this morning? Senator Cowdery.
Yeah, in the gallery to my left here, we have a lady here in my district. It's Sydney Spate, and she's here with the Alaska Breast Cancer Advocacy Partnership. So please make her welcome.
Thank you. Senator Bundy.
Yes, thank you. Good morning, Mr. President. I also have a constituent, Carla Williams. Carla, she is the president of Alaska Breast Cancer Advocacy Partners here in Juneau on their own time and their own nickel to advocate for women's health issues. We'll be stopping around to see you folks today and hope you give them a chance to explain their program. Please help her welcome to Juneau.
Thank you. Further guests for introduction today? Thank you. Seeing none, it brings us to messages from the governor.
Message dated March 9th, stating, on this date I have signed the following bill and am transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. Senate Bill 62, Appropriations, Division of Elections, Chapter 1, SLA 2005. Message dated March 8th, stating, in accordance with AS 4464-0104C, the Chief Administrative Law Judge is appointed to a 5-year term of office by the Governor and is subject to confirmation by the legislature. I submit the name of Terry L. Thurbin for confirmation.
Mr. Thurber's nomination will be referred to the Judiciary Committee for consideration.
Those are all the messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Thank you. Looks like we can roll through here for a while. And no messages from the House?
No messages from the House.
No communications, no standing committees, no reports. Introductions of Senate resolutions. Senator Stevens, Senator Standard East.
Mr. President, I move that Senator Betty Davis be excused due to illness today.
Without objection, Senator Davis will be excused for illness today. Brings us to introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 140 by Senator Kerrio, an act related to spyware and unsolicited internet advertising.
Thank you. That bill will be referred to Labor and Commerce and Judiciary Committee.
Those are all the Senate bills for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
Thank you. That brings us to the consideration of the daily calendar. Can we have a moment of brief at Standard East? Hey, Don? I apologize for the confusion on today's calendar. We have House Bill 115 before us in third reading, and as we can see, we have enough votes to pass the bill, but we don't have enough votes to advance the effective date. So we're going to, with the absence of Senator Green unexpectedly, so we're going to hold that bill till Monday. So that brings us to citations.
Honoring Vivian Stoddard Laurie, Anchorage Pioneer, honoring Carl H. Mars, Junior Achievement, Alaska Business Hall of Fame, honoring Crossroads Community Church, Church on the Rock, and other community supporters, honoring Lieutenant Colonel Carlisle A. Lincoln III, honoring the Palmer and Matt Niskitna Borough, Palmer Kiwanis Club, honoring Major General John W. Hawley, honoring the South Anchorage High School hockey team.
Senator Stevens?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, citations on today's calendar will be approved as read. Brings us to unfinished business. Do we have unfinished business today? Seeing none announcements. Senator French?
Could you go back up the calendar to unfinished business?
Yes, thank you. Back to unfinished business.
Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that I'd be excused, not subject to a call of the Senate on Monday, March 14th, until morning, personal business.
Without objection, Senator French will be excused at that time. Further unfinished business? Seeing none announcements? No announcements, special orders? Fast day today. Senator Stevens?
I move that the Senate adjourn until 11 a.m. Monday, March 14th.
Thank you. Monday morning. Senate adjourned.